following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
First caller.
Hi, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I think you called the wrong number, but Progressive.com lets you compare our rates with our competitors. So there are other fish in the sea.
Really?
Yeah, you'll find someone.
No, you can really compare rates at Progressive.com.
Wow, you got over that quickly.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It is a beautiful Monday. With one state championship left to be decided, that's for all the golfers, and we welcome those into the city of Kearney that will be playing in the Class B and C state tournament. Everybody's in town for the practice round, so golfers, remember, your course is at Meadowlark and your course at the Kearney Country Club. They're going to be full up for the next 3 days, so check out some of the other great venues around Central Nebraska if you want to tee it up on these beautiful next few days here. Coming off a great weekend, plenty of action going on. NBA, the Heat get it done. We still got NHL. We've got the Preakness, and what a finish that we had in the Preakness. I just hope they've said this morning, Daddy, that Bodie Meister is not going to run in the Belmont, which is just a shame. Yeah, the last time it was Ali Sheba and Ali Dar, you need to have Bodie Meister. And you need it for the good of the sport. That's what I can't
affirmed
believe.
Affirmed in Aledar.
Or affirmed in Aledar. You got to have Bodie Meister in there for the good of the sport. Whether he can win it or not, you got to have the horse in that race for the good of the sport. And we'll have 3 weeks to debate that and talk about that. But I hope we don't have – I hope it doesn't come down to a Belmont like it was when Secretariat won it. You have five horses and only two that even – have a chance in the race, and if you don't have Bodie Meister, then you got one less. What's up with your chair?
Well, they're expecting.
Are you way higher today, or what's going on?
I am higher today.
You look crazy and stuff. We'll fix that. There you go. Right, there you go. We'll bring you back down to reality.
They're expecting 13 horses in the race, though.
Good.
Bodie Meister will not be in the race, and that's fine. They're looking out for the best interest. I mean, if you want the best horses, Union Rag should have ran the Preakness. You know, they should have brought him right back. He got a bad, terrible jump. I thought if you look at the race replay, Doug, and I know you and I are probably bigger horse race fans and take note of the trip, especially the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup, maybe more than just the average sports fan out there. But I will tell you this, and our buddy James gets all fired up about the horses, and he calls me after the race and he says, you got to watch that replay. When that horse, even around the last corner, It tried to drift out, and it took a couple bad steps, and it didn't look good. But when he got him straight coming for home, that horse knew where the wire was, and he knew. I mean, he drops his head and goes past him. I don't know how the jockey knows. That's the strange part. How does somebody know when to give the go ahead to let's drop the hammer, if you will, down the stretch? But he knew exactly. What a finish. Those two horses. And Bob Baffert saying, you know, with the fractions, we're just thinking we're perfect. We're going to get him home.
Because it was a slower pace in this race. And we'll talk plenty about the Preakness. We'll talk plenty about the playoffs. State track, an incredible weekend for the area athletes. Again, we had two of the state championship coaches on last week previewing it. Great way for Vince Pelster to go out at Hastings St. Cecilia. And 98.5 points for Kearney High. I don't think anybody had them projected for that many. And they blitzed the Class A field for the 14th state championship in Bearcat history. Congratulations to Roger Matheson and his crew. I know there's some, you know, again, Kearney's looked at it in a couple of ways. They're the Yankees. You can fill in the blank with whoever you want. Everybody hates the dynasty unless you're part of the dynasty. And so congratulations. I mean, those things just don't happen. The 2015 and 16 football schedules are out. Could you pull up 13 and 14 as well, Jeff? Pull up the 2013 and 14. But the Big Ten released their schedules today because I guess you got to do that, you know, 4 years, 3 years ahead of time. So the schedules in the conference are solid through 2016. And for Nebraska, they have just one more game that they have to schedule, and that's in 2016. The 2015 schedule will have BYU at home, South Alabama at home, at Miami of Florida, and Southern Miss at home. Then the first Big Ten game will be at Minnesota. At Minnesota, then a bye, then Northwestern rolls in. At Wisconsin, here's one. At Wisconsin, home against Michigan State, at Michigan. 3 weeks in a row for Nebraska. And
I thought then, it got easier.
And then Indiana comes in at Penn State, and Iowa remains that final game. I think that's the big news is Ohio State is not on the schedule in 2015 and 16, and neither is Illinois. But Iowa also stays, and it looks like that's going to be the last game. You know what? I'm going to say this. I think that's good for Nebraska because you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. As long as Nebraska is Nebraska and Iowa is Iowa, it's just like playing Colorado. You know what? Maybe they're going to clip you once in a while, but they're probably not going to clip you if Nebraska has brought it home to that point. They're going to beat Iowa. They're going to beat Iowa. They're going to beat Iowa many more times than they're going to lose to Iowa.
I think there's four other teams in the Big Ten that you would not want in the last game to culminate a season and have all these victories and then get punched in the stomach as you're trying to ride off into the sunset or the bowl game season.
Like happened in the Big Eight for 20 years with Oklahoma.
Right.
And God, I love YouTube. I just find more and more stuff on there all the time. It is so great. Over the weekend, I got to see where Barry Switzer crashed into the Bob Devaney with Dick Janda on 10-11 and brought him the tacos. It's so, I mean, he's on there a couple times, once with the birthday cake, but this one was with the tacos. And anyway, so you had Oklahoma, but let's face it, the Big Eight was the Big Eight. There was only one of those games that was going to be a serious challenge every year, other than Oklahoma, and that kind of rotated through over the years who that really was. This is a whole different deal in the Big Ten. But Nebraska, they won't play Illinois either. They play Illinois in 2013 and 2014, and then they will get to Indiana in there for the first time. They didn't play Indiana the first 4 years of the conference. They will play them in 15 and 16. So on the other side, you're going to play three teams out of the leaders division, and it's always going to be Penn State because that's the supposed crossover rival game. So you get two of the other five, and it'll be Wisconsin, and it will be Indiana.
Okay, they just had the athletic director meetings, and so stuff is coming out of there. And I appreciate Dirk Chatelain for joining, listening on to our show online. I appreciate Lee Barfneck for climbing on board. After these meetings and this schedule being announced, they're talking about this, the playoff, the plus four deal. But Delaney's going out of his way and saying, well, we still want the Rose Bowl intact for the Big Ten and Pac-10. You can't have it
both
ways.
Well, that's fine. Daddy, that's just going to be what the Big 12 and the SEC did. You can still have the Rose Bowl, but that doesn't mean you're – I mean, it's just like it is now. If you're playing for the national championship, you're going to the national championship, not the Rose Bowl.
But they want another Big Ten team and another Pac-12 team to play then, don't they? Isn't that ideally? I mean,
I'm just getting back to the schedule.
I just want to get rid of the Rose Bowl. If you're going to have tie-ins, get rid of it.
No, you don't want to get rid of the Rose Bowl. It's the highest paying bowl out there. You don't want to get rid of the Rose Bowl. But Nebraska doesn't play Ohio State for 4 years, Daddy. Ohio State's not on the Nebraska schedule in 13 and 14, and they're now not on the schedule in 15 and 16. Wisconsin returns. We will not play Wisconsin in 13 and 14. Just looking at some of the schedules out there. So some significance out there, who you draw, who you don't draw.
But Indiana not playing. What happened to getting Indiana and Illinois in the same year?
Yeah, that ain't happening. But at least it's not Ohio State, Wisconsin, Penn State like it was or is these first 2 years. Coming up on the show today, a little recap of track. State golf begins tomorrow. I had a chance to catch up with four of the area coaches today. Everybody that got back with me, we talked to today. And that will include Bill Becker from Kearney High, Rick Petrie from Kearney Catholic, Steve Raymer from Sutton, and Coach Raymer from Heartland Lutheran. All had a chance to chat with this morning before they got off to their practice rounds at their respective golf courses. And it's anywhere from about a 3 to a 5 minute interview with each one of them. And we are going to play those throughout the show today to talk about state golf. And I think everybody has different expectations on what they can do from Kearney High all the way to Heartland Lutheran, who'd love to bring home the first team title in school history. And that's coming up a little bit later on here in the show. On the Doug and Daddy show. But getting back, we wanted to get in. That's kind of the big story this morning with the football schedules coming out. Nebraska baseball, 2-1 over the weekend, finished 5-1 in the conference. 4-2 was good enough to get them in. 5-1 gets into that four spot where they play a dangerous Michigan State team Wednesday morning, 11:05, and that game will be on 12:30 KHAS. So
Michigan State hurt their chances.
Well, here's the deal, Daddy. Here, let me tell you what the deal is. You want to watch it on the Big Ten Network because also at 11 o'clock on radio, there's a pretty popular show that you might want to listen to while you're watching the baseball game. And then we'll get you over to 1230 KHAS at noon. What do
excellent.
You think?
I think that's excellent. I think that's an excellent idea.
So there you go. I might take Wednesday off. But anyway, Big Ten baseball against Michigan State, and then Penn State will play Ohio State, Purdue, and Indiana get the wins. Get the byes, and Nebraska, Michigan State will play Purdue, and Penn State, Ohio State will get Indiana. So Nebraska did not elevate. They really wanted that three-hole. They needed to be in that three-hole, I think, because they would have had a chance to make some noise. But if Purdue or Indiana, they have to win three games to win the Big Ten championship. Nebraska has to win four games. The loser on Wednesday...
I looked at that.
Have to win six games. If you lose on Wednesday, you would have to win six consecutive games. And Minnesota made a run last year. But if you lose on Wednesday, I think they won four and then got beat out before the finals. But it is the craziest bracket I have ever seen. The loser of Nebraska, Michigan State plays the loser of Penn State, Ohio State on Thursday at 11:05. And then would play Friday at 11:05. Friday at 2:35, Saturday at 2:35, Saturday at 6:05. And if they had to win that one, then they go to a Sunday if necessary game. So if you lose Wednesday, forget about it.
If you lose Wednesday, you play and somebody's bounced out of the tournament before the two winners play.
Yep.
You're going to play two full baseball games before either one of those top two seeds play.
And then TD Ameritrade is going to get the Big Ten baseball tournament in 2014. It's going to be in Minneapolis, which I think is kind of cool, at the Target Field, if the weather's nice, which it should be at this time of the year. That just sounds better than Columbus. Of course, I'm sure to most people, Omaha doesn't sound that attractive either. But to 2014, a team going to get a feel like what it's like to play in the College World Series because no Big Ten teams get to the College World Series.
Exactly right. I think that's perfect because that's where you – desire to end your season anyway, maybe not in the Big Ten tournament, but you want to do it there in the College World Series. So nonetheless, like you said, we're going to talk to those coaches here in just a minute, but we want to tell you about TNL. Hydrostatic power delivers smooth, even water distribution by eliminating the uneven spoking pattern common to electrical powered pivot systems. The other guys, it's different. They've got pictures to prove it.
Daddy, TNL, they don't mind this Big Ten bracket because they go all day. They play base. They can keep going.
Not
they
afraid. Go.
They don't stop. They'll play seven games.
We've been going since 1955.
Nebraska could go 6-1 in the Big Ten tournament.
There's guys over there haven't had a day off since 1955. Just every day. It's true. Putting out more and more pivots.
I don't think Clark's had a vacation in some time.
Oh, Clark's out to lunch a lot, but no, the vacation, he has not had one. Discover the T&L difference and find out how T&L irrigation systems can be easier on you for a lifetime. See your local T&L dealer today or visit T&L's website at TLIRR.com. T&L irrigation system, proven technology that works. Locally owned and operated, why wouldn't you do business with a great company like T&L?
Got a lot of state golf, starting with Bill Becker of Kearney High, and a recap of state track. Love to hear from you. Send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. What stood out to you over the weekend? Because there was a lot going on, whether it's high school, college, or the pros, or what's on your mind today. Email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. We don't talk about music much on the show, but for a lot of us, it's a real passion. The bands we love say as much about us as the teams we cheer for. And while you probably already use StubHub for when you need seats to games, did you know it's also the go-to for millions of fans when they want concert tickets? Just like with sports, StubHub gives you access to concert tickets you won't find anywhere else, even when the show's sold out. So whatever you're a fan of, StubHub is the best place to score your seats, period. It's just that simple.
StubHub!
Hey, Golick, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Yeah, haha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
The Minden Teammates Mentor Program is inviting everyone to their 2012 four-person scramble at the Minden Country Club this Thursday, the 24th. Registration begins at 9 with a shotgun start at 10. Cost is $50 per person, $200 per team. It includes 18 holes with cart, a meal, and a t-shirt sponsored by the Teammates Board of Directors. Be a teammate and have fun playing golf this Thursday at the Minden Country Club. There's a limit of just 24 teams, so get signed up today by calling Lisa at 308-832-2121 or Barb at 832-3212.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. AutoTech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
Your home for the College World Series is right.
Into the right field corner. Plate, he's driven in four runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1, a second for one, on to first, and that's it! The finals have gone to the Dogs!
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me in for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
An isolated shower or sprinkle is possible early today. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine develop with a high at 79. Southeast winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll drop back to a low of 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 66.
And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux friends, been making the bars lots of big.
Sounds like people had a good time this weekend. That's just what I'm hearing. Wherever you were, I heard that it was good. So, you know, I don't know. That's whatever. Good. You're fishing, you're golfing, you're at state track. You got to be in Omaha. The Wine and Jazz Festival was going on. I know there's a million things. There was the Colin Ray concert. There was all kinds of stuff. Softball tournament in town. It was just fun.
Probably some people that were down in Omaha. With the wind, needed a break yesterday, needed to relax a little bit. But, you know, I like the tidbits they put in, and then they go through all the classes. I had no idea. My new little buddy, Blake Mysick, who got his third consecutive 100 title.
Yep.
Then they put in there that Blake's the old man, Tommy.
Yeah.
He was a stud, too. I had no idea.
No. All this time.
Yep, I had
we
no
didn't
idea.
Know. All this time.
He ran for the Blue Hawks. I must have been back in the 30s, I'm guessing.
Well, center track.
Yeah, had the school record until his son broke it this year. So, congratulations to those. You know what? Another thing that stands out, the pole vault has continued to get really good. And I think you go back 10 years ago, and they were standout. I mean, you go back a long time, and Novacek, and there's some marks that stand out. But Chance Younger from Bertrand, he pole vault 13-6 and got, like, eighth place. Don't you have to be him sitting there after he goes over 13-6 going, all right, scoring some points for team doing. Well, here's a point or whatever they get. I'm like, what the hell is going on? He's like, in the second flight of the pole vault, Chance Younger, 13-6. What?
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Curtin Hastings. He says, Doug and Daddy, do you know why NTV no longer broadcasts the state track meet? I'm sure they had it on live years ago. I wish they still had it on. Well, Kurt, I don't ever remember that. I'm sure it wasn't NTV. Maybe it was educational television.
NETV.
I don't ever remember the state track meet being broadcast. And folks, if you're listening out there and you do, go ahead and pipe that to us. But I don't ever remember that. Nebraska Educational, they televise just about everything else. Wrestling, swimming, basketball, football now. They don't do the baseball. They don't do the softball. They do throw rodeo on. They put the bowling on just for Big Daddy. But if somebody else out there in the listening area can remember state track ever being televised live, you can fire that to us. I would think they could do that. It would be nearly impossible to do the field events. You could do the track events. And I know how exciting watching a 3200 would be, but whatever. I mean, you could do it. You could do it. Also, Irish Can fires in, being a star fan that he is, says, I want to give a big thanks to Mike Will for doing a good job reporting the state track meet results. Also said the lady also wants to congratulate the Lady Stars tennis team, finishing fifth in the Class B meet, a half a point out of fourth. Saying if you have to compete against the likes of Omaha Scut with over 500 female students compared to 129, that's a big accomplishment. So congrats to the track team for their runner-up and with a very good Class B soccer team. Not bad for 129 female students. And he's right. The ladies have been doing a great job out there. And, you know, Michaela Mestel upset Kaylin Brannigan. She gets 38 points, and she didn't get 40. What a special, special athlete. Some great athletes at the state track meet.
Didn't Mestel get in on a wild card, too, and then she wins the 100? Stu would be somebody that would know that. But
no, that's true.
Has that ever happened before? I mean, I don't think that could ever happen before. Somebody with an injury.
Well, Paige Herbert got fourth, so three of the top four were in the district, and that's why they do that, because you just don't know. I mean, it's blind luck if you have the three best athletes in the same district. You can't have one of them stay home when you take 24 kids down there. But, yeah, she was what you'd call an additional or a wild card entry. Only two kids outside of there's 22 that make it by finishing first or second in the district, and you have to have one of the fastest two, and you can't be tied over the top or they'll throw you out. And, I mean, they had to photo finish it at Elm Creek to see Kaylin won at Brannigan, and then it was Michaela and Paige Herbert. And they were trying to make it a 12-7, and they made it a 12-8 because they have to round up. There's some, you know, one of these days somebody's going to get, and it probably already has happened, somebody's going to get jobbed by that rule. But when the lower classes where it's not, you know, where you don't have all the electronic timing up there and it's still a little handheld, it could be trouble. But, yeah, Kearney High wins, finishing up a little more around state track. Kearney High, 98.5. Papillion-La Vista, 62. Grand Island was third with 60. Hastings, 22.5. That was 12th. For the girls, Millard West, 71. Omaha North, 70. That's a quarter of an inch. That's a tenth of a second. Somewhere, somehow, Kearney finishes seventh with 34. Scottsbluff wins the Class B boys with 48. McCook with 41. Northwest was fourth with 35. And you know what? Of note, York with 37. They were third. You don't hear anything about York boys athletics. Our buddy Glenn Snodgrass is down there getting that football program turned around. They've had some history in basketball. And if you do well in track, that usually pans out well for all of your other sports. So watch out. York might be on the come a little bit. Lexington was eighth. Lexington girls and Holdridge, they battled as they expected. 65 for Lexington, 56 for Holdridge. Northwest was eighth and Aurora 10th. St. Cecilia, 42 points. It was well distributed out in Class C. 42 points was the lowest point total to bring home a state title, but who cares? It's a state title. Freeman was second. St. Cecilia's now won it three times in a row.
Got to give a shout out to Ryan Dahlgren winning both hurdle races there Bertrand.
He helped get him into a seventh place. Kearney Catholic was second in the C girls. Fillmore Central 81, Kearney Catholic 54. Shelton was fourth with 40. And Arapahoe girls were seventh. Cambridge wins the Class D boys. Michael Schaaf throwing the shot put over the fence probably, but it was like 60 feet, 11 and a half. Twin Loop, 62 points with all them pole vaulters and sprinters and Fenske kids. And Giltner was third. South Loop, which is Callaway Arnold, fifth. Bertrand, seventh. Axtell, eighth. SEM, 13th. Kennesaw, 14th. And Lindsay Holy Family, as expected, won the Class D girls. Brewing Davenport Shickley was second. Ansley Litchfield, fifth. Bertrand, seventh. And Eustace Farnham finished in eighth. Again, great track meet. Congratulations.
And we got to mention the Cotton Kid from Papillion La Vista breaking the one of the longest, 51 years or whatever?
Yeah, record. I always mess it up. It's Ken McLuhan, I believe, is the proper way to say it. It was the oldest record in state track, and it goes down.
Good. I mean, and he's a sophomore, folks, so he'll probably be around the next 2 years, I'm guessing. That's pretty impressive. I just think that's incredible for a sophomore to be able to do that.
Our buddy Tom has, he's now known as the father of Blake.
Yeah.
Tom Misek says, "Hey, guys, appreciate the comments on my son and him breaking my 100-meter record. But one correction, I did not set that record in the 30s. but we did run on mostly cinder tracks with one-inch spikes." Tom. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for listening, and congratulations. Nothing like seeing the kids succeed.
I just think some incredible marks and a lot of kids bringing home hardware once again. And 13-6, that was tied with three or four other people with 13-6, but four people, 15-4 and a half. Everybody expected Fenske to be up there. Fenske finishes fourth or fifth in the pole vault, which – nothing wrong with that when the marks are like they were. 13-6, you had to go back very many years. That would have won it, wouldn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah, D was loaded.
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's pretty uncommon for one event like that. When I was looking at the results, like, holy smokes. You're going down there and you get over 13-6, you're like, all right, fine. Here's an eighth place ribbon or medal. What's going on here? But nonetheless, congratulations to everybody down there competing. I think it's a lot of... And the
21-3-1, by the way, for Kenzo Cotton.
Yeah, the 100 would have fell too, but it was wind aided, right? 10-4.
Ricky in Kearney says Josh Banderas winning the all class gold of the 110 hurdles and second of the 300. He's a big boy and coming to Nebraska to play linebacker.
Yeah, I think there's some great pictures of him. One in the World Herald in particular, but he is a big boy. And I
it's so great because you've all these, you know, Husker Online, Husker Extra on the Journal Star. All of a sudden, they're paying attention to state track because there's a Husker recruit kicking butt.
Well, we're going to effort Josh Banderas. Have him on.
Okay, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk a little golf. Bill Becker, Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic. We'll go to Sutton and Heartland Lutheran. It's all coming up after this.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
In the USA, we love road trips. But when you hit the open road to see the world's largest ball of yarn...
That's a lot of yarn!
Yep.
Your car goes too. Protect your engine with Mobil Super Motor Oil. Its unique formulation helps prevent engine wear and sludge and extend engine life. Mobil Super for long engine life. Visit mobilsuper.us for more details. Buy Mobil Super Motor Oil for only $2.99 a quart at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer good from May 16th to June 12th. See store for details. Certain restrictions apply.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won the play pool. The other won to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So, problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
An isolated shower or sprinkle is possible early today. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine develop with a high at 79. Southeast winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll drop back to a low of 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 66.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life.
Hell yeah.
You ever been to Lukenbach?
No. You know what I've heard? Here's what I heard this morning. 35 years ago today, this was the number one song on the country and western charts. Waylon and Willie. When you're putting down, I tell you what, you know how it is when you're out with friends or if you're at a club, there's certain songs. Hey, this is one of them. This is one of them, man. Top 100 all time.
When you would put the records on in Ord, yeah. In the good old days.
Oh, yeah, baby. And then I'd feed the hamster, and then the turntable would go round and round and round.
No. You hadn't really had a hamster?
No.
Oh. Oh, Lord. I thought maybe you did, Douglas.
No, we had to. Lance Armstrong down at the basement on his bike, keeping our energy going.
By the way, we have confirmed the state track
was on television
and said that
Scott
it would start.
Loomis.
Yes, he said it would start in the afternoon during the finals, and then if there was interest, if somebody was like advancing in the pole vault or something, they would go over to that. But the finals were on TV. I said, "What year?" He said, "We've had some correspondence." He said. I said, what year? And he goes, oh, a long time ago. So I don't know. I mean, I think that means early 70s probably would have been the end of that.
Well, I hope that answers our emailer's question about
Maybe Tom Misek that listens to the show is a big track fan. Does he remember it? Tom, do you remember it being on?
Here's another deal. State track, that'd be a perfect thing. You could really put a package together like they do with bowling's not live. I think they tape it and then they show it the next week. That would be golden. For track, because then you could put in,
you could
film all that discus and all that shot and long jump, and then you could show the ones that mattered and count and the finals and actually still have the winning. It'd be a lot of work, but those guys at NET, they do a great job, so I know they could pull that off if they could afford it, wanted to, whatever the reasons are.
The guys at the Chicken Coop do a great job too, Doug.
Oh.
Day and night lunch specials Monday through Friday. Catch the early games. Happy hour starts at 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. All your favorite sports. They've got all the horse racing going on day and night on every day at the Chicken Coop. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus, they've got the private room downstairs available for parties. You can get together. Call them today. Daily, weekday, home-style lunch specials, along with the specials at night, like on Mondays, bull fries and fries, $5.99. Going on tonight, the Chicken Coop, conveniently located for you, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Check them out. Only the Chicken Coop has the great drink specials and great food specials day and night like they do. The Chicken Coop is where it's at.
Our state golf preview continues. Let's start off in Class A here with Kearney High and Coach Bill Becker giving us a couple of minutes here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations on getting the team down to Lincoln in this case. I guess when you're playing off for second place, you already know that in the district you're in pretty relaxed when you get into that playoff.
Well, I mean, at least we knew that we were going to go to state, but as we were walking to the 10th tee, which was our first playoff hole, I did say, hey, let's go get second. Let's get second, not third, because we hadn't really played well. And so I thought try to encourage them a little bit to give them something to compete for rather than just thinking, oh, we're going to state. So, but they did a nice job on that first hole, so we got lucky.
I'm sure you expected this team to go. You guys have been battling, and if you weren't winning a meet, you're usually there in second. And at the Capital City Invite, you put up a pretty good score, and that was such a deep meet. That's about the only time I remember you guys weren't at the top of the leaderboard. I guess you were expecting that this would be a state tournament team, weren't you?
Well, I kind of expected this too, yeah, I guess, to be honest. Our district, let's be honest about that, was kind of helpful to us all also. It wasn't as deep as some of the other districts.
Sure.
But, and like you said, Capital Cities, I was real encouraged about that. I thought we played pretty well, and I thought we had room to improve on that. So, although we haven't played well the last couple of meets, I am kind of encouraged going down to state because I think it's a course that fits us pretty well. I think the kids feel confident about it. I think they like the course. So, you know, I'm hoping we can put it in a good performance.
We're talking with Kearney Golf Coach Bill Becker as they get ready to tee it off at Highlands in Lincoln. Chet Wallace, James Osborne, they've been your 1 and 2 all season long. You want them to get those scores, obviously, back down into the 70s where they've been. So what have you been working on here since districts?
Well, we've been just trying to work on, especially the last few days when the wind has been blowing, just trying to work on ball flight. You know, being able to control your ball a little bit, keep it down into the wind, not overswing, those kinds of simple rules, because it looks like at least, well, I don't know if it's tomorrow or maybe both days, it's going to be fairly windy there. So I think the kids that can control their ball flight and realize that scores are going to be higher in the wind and it's just going to be a mental test, you know, and I think both of those guys compete pretty hard. So hopefully they'll do well.
Bill, what about the Class A field as a whole? I'm guessing with Chet and James consistently 1 and 2, your finish will probably be determined on how the rest of the team does. Who's going to be the Class A favorite, and what is the goal going down to Lincoln?
Well, the favorite is going to be Creighton Prep. They are so deep, it's just unbelievable. But Lincoln has such a huge advantage with state tournament being at Lincoln. You can never count out about, well, 3 or 4 of those Lincoln schools, Southeast, Southwest, even Lincoln East, if their two kids play really well. It just gives them such a big advantage. But Creighton Prep's going to be the team to beat. You know, I think that a big key for us will be how Drew Bowl plays, my number 3 guy. He has been kind of up and down of late. If he can come in with a good score, I think my 4 and 5 will shoot a consistent score, hopefully in the low to mid 80s. And, you know, we could, I hope to finish in the top 10 because there are some pretty deep teams there. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
Well, Bill, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll keep up to date. And best of luck to the Bearcats this week.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You bet, Bill. Bill Becker, they're getting ready to play in Lincoln at Highlands. Likes the golf course in Lincoln as they move that around a little bit.
I like that they move it around, Doug. I don't like the courses they move it around to.
Well,
of all the great courses there are in the state of Nebraska,
we have this,
it sucks it's at Highland.
We have this
which
debate all the time.
You and I agree for all the great courses. It's just one of those things that the Class A championship. I like that it comes out here. I would love to see it at Gothenburg. I'd love to see it at if you've got enough hotel rooms and stuff to accommodate everybody.
And you also have to look that, be it as it may, if you are in the smaller classes, you're going to have some kids that are going to struggle. I mean, they struggle the way it is. I mean, you're getting over 100. You can't put them on a Firethorn or something like that to play because they just wouldn't get done.
Okay. I know there's a lot of different sides of the story, but I think there's some courses that would really like the attention being focused on them by having the state tournament there.
Our state golf preview now rolls over across town to Kearney Catholic as the Stars get to stay in town. And like Kearney High, they go to Lincoln, as we just heard from Coach Becker. But Kearney Catholic has made it in and maybe a more realistic chance to bring home a state trophy right over at the Kearney Country Club. Coach Rick Petrie joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, once again, congratulations making it to state. And this year, and maybe most of years, no small task because everyone knew that this was probably the toughest district in the state, regardless of class.
Yeah, it seems to have been that way the past few years, too. We've always, you know, we've had some good teams in the area, and they've been very competitive. And then, you know, this year they threw Sutton in with us, so it was no different. And we're really happy we made it through districts.
And it was at Lachlan, which is no easy task either. That's one of the toughest courses, probably the toughest the kids played on all year.
Yeah, it is. You know, we were fortunate we got a chance to play the Tri-City Invite there and played pretty well. So, you know, we played pretty well there, had a lot of confidence going in, and, you know, fortunately we played just well enough to get the job done.
Talk about the way your team has competed. It seems like every meet you're in, it's you and Gibbon. Rarely were you guys apart this year, and you fared very well. Has the team played up to your expectations?
You know, for the most part, I'm still waiting to get our top three guys under 80 in one tournament. It seems like, you know, every tournament we've had two out of the three guys under 80, and I think if we could get all three under 80, we'd be right there.
We're talking with Rick Petrie, head golf coach for the Kearney Catholic Stars. And as we've talked over the last few years, you have a number one guy, but it's not always the same guy. It's not even been Tyler every time that's led you guys. Tyler's there, your son Colin's there, Keegan's there. Those are your top three guys.
Yeah, all three guys have played well from time to time, you know, and it just depends on the meet. Tyler's had a great season. I think he's had one score, you know, 79 or 80. Otherwise, he's been in the low 70s. And Keegan and Colin have both shown that they're very capable of getting in under 75 as well. And so, you know, I like our chances. I think for us, it's going to be to avoid the big numbers out at the country club. It's, you know, easy to do. And if you get a little bit of wind, then, you know, some of those holes become pretty treacherous as far as keeping the ball in play.
Everybody else is going to say you guys have an advantage because it's at the Kearney Country Club, even though Meadowlark's your home course. Tell me a little bit about being able to stay home again.
Well, sometimes I'm not sure it's a big advantage. I think sometimes the kids actually enjoy going somewhere and being part of the state environment. You know, the other thing is sometimes there's that pressure to be successful on your home course, and I don't know that that's a good thing either, but you know, we do know the golf course. We've played it quite a bit the past couple weeks, and so, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, we can stay out of trouble and do what we're supposed to do.
Rick Petrie with us for another minute here. What's it like having your son on the team, and he's playing, as you said, pretty good golf? You want everybody to do well, but I know you keep an extra eye out on him, I would assume.
Well, I do. You know, it's been a real pleasure. Not to say it's been easy. You know, we sometimes disagree a little bit, but you know, he's done really well this year. His swing has improved so much over the past 4 years. Chad Lydiot's done a great job with him. And, you know, so I got to give him credit for improving. And you know, I look for a good tournament for him.
And the team race, we talked with Coach Reinertsen from Gibbon last week after they won the district. Are they the favorite? Who else is going to be along in your eyes?
Well, I think Gibbon's one of the favorites. Obviously, Sutton and Plainview, too, are got to be some favorites, and I think, you know, Kimball might jump in there and be competitive as well. But, you know, I really expect that it might come down to Gibbon and Sutton and us.
And finally, individually, Tyler's got to have a shot at winning a state title. Maybe not the only one on your team, but I would assume Tyler's the favorite there, and he's going to get a chance to play with Riley and Clues, and that's quite a pairing there to go off last.
That's going to be a great pairing. You know, I hope, I'm pretty sure Tyler will be up to the task. He's looked forward to playing with Riley all year. It just hasn't worked out. But, you know, I think that if he just concentrates on the way he's been playing, you know, the last couple of weeks, he's done a great job of keeping the ball in play, getting it on the green and taking advantage when he has it, you know, that he'll be right in the mix. And that would be a great way for him to cap off his high school career.
Well, Rick, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, as always, and best of luck to the Stars as they go after a state title on the Kearney Country Club course this week.
Thanks, Doug. Do you have any helpful hints for us?
Just don't hit any of my golf balls that are out there from the weekend, because there are a few that were not findable.
All right.
Yeah. I should have thought of this ahead of time. We played a scramble out there. We played the John McDonald scramble out there at the Kearney Country Club this weekend. I should have wrote little messages on the golf ball.
Why the hell are you looking over here?
If you hit it here, you're taking a 7. A triple is in your future. How did you hit it here? I'll tell you how I hit mine.
Leave your phone number, see who calls you.
Find this ball, call for tips. Oh, my goodness.
You struggle this weekend. You shoot 6 under the first day. So I'm thinking that's
a golf club in my hand. It's a struggle.
That's a perfect setup. You got everything going. The next day, you're going to come out and fire a little 11 at him. You're getting about 4 pops. Boom goes the dynamite. Cash goes in the pocket.
That's what happens in those 2-day tournaments, the pops.
You're not talking about the pops in the Calcutta.
You got to be careful. I mean, you're talking about Scott Van Pelt pops. And, we had a fun time, good crew. Wish there would have been more, but it was fun time out there. And it's that time of the year where you get to do what you want to do in the summer. Grill, yard work, golf, fish, softball, run around with the kids.
Fast greens?
By the way, no. That'll be the one thing that's still going to plague the kids that are coming into golf. If you're listening, you're coming into practice around at the country club. It's hard to tell where you come from. I don't know what the golf course is like in Kimball.
Right.
You know, all of these aren't pristine, you know. But you might have to wrap the ball just a tad bit harder as the greens are healing up. And they probably just didn't quite. I mean, they're not bad. They're just not fast. And I'm sure they're going to do what they can to improve that. But it's all about where you put the pin, things like that. So have fun, guys. Coming up, we're going to talk with Steve Raymer from Sutton. We're going to talk with Coach Bramer from Heartland Lutheran. Did you have something? I thought you had something else before we go to break here.
Well, we didn't do have the football odds.
We'll talk about that later. Whatever. But I thought you had something else you wanted to say there, but you didn't. And, yeah, the Stephen A. Smith skit, Saturday Night Live, pretty funny, Jeff. Daddy hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, you'll want to see this. They pretty much nail it. Like, you know, when Stephen A., he'll just, like, yell, you know, fourth quarter. Just, like, the guy nails it.
LeBron James is a personal friend of mine. But you gotta shoot the ball!
Sit back, relax on this Monday night. Watch your favorite television. Watch the playoffs. Enjoy the music in your house. You can do it with a brand new piece of furniture or used furniture from Bruce Furniture. Because right now, Bruce Furniture is taking your trade-ins on in-home pieces that still have some good life in them. Because there is a high demand for used stock in good condition. Check them out at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Just right for you. BruceFurniture.com. They're with you on Facebook. Bruce Furniture right there with a growing demand from people for good used items. In fact, you can just snap a little picture on your phone, show them what it looks like. They'll give you the deal, and maybe you need some new furniture. They'll bring the used furniture in. They do all the work for you. Bruce Furniture, they want it right for you. Kearney Hastings, Holdridge and Alliance. When we come back, we'll hear from two more of our golf coaches and a little more football from Daddy.
You know, I've been talking, lecturing, and reasoning with you on Regis Virtual Offices for a while now. But do you understand? I mean, really understand what it is? Well, I'm going to break it down for you right now. A Regis Virtual Office is the most cost-effective way to get an immediate and credible business presence anywhere in the world for a fraction of the cost of a traditional office. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own to use on business cards, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. That's it. Done deal. Call Regis if you're looking to expand your business into new markets. They have over 1,200 global locations to support your needs. Regis is the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office, either around the corner or around the globe. Call Regis today and mention Cowherd to get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's R-E-G-U-S. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
7,000.
Bigger.
8,000.
Bigger.
9,000.
Bigger, bigger, bigger.
$9,500.
Cool.
Now that's a great big wad of greenbacks, and that's just the kind of savings you'll get on one of the area's greatest selections of Dodge Rams. Over 50 to choose from means Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has your truck today. You can get into innovation this spring in your new Dodge Journey. Seating up to 7 and 26 miles per gallon makes the Journey the perfect family-friendly transportation. 8 to choose from means we have one that's just right for your family. And no matter where you're going, on or off-road, you'll arrive in style in your new Jeep Compass. The selection is great, and the savings are even greater. With over $2,000 off, this is definitely a Midway Best Buy. Come see it and save at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
Sir, where are our brochures?
I sent them out. They needed more smiley faces.
Sir, let's just send them to Copycat Printing. They do everything right there.
You mean they do everything on site from start to finish?
They sure do. From design right on up to production, everything is done right there, so there's no middleman.
So, I guess I could forget about the kitty stickers.
Yeah. 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Visit KearneyCopycat.com. Like us on Facebook for helpful hints with your printing. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Doug and Daddy back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Big story again. They go in three. Now it's Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees. Yeah, cancer. Another one. There you go. 62. Just after Donna Summer. And Jeff was telling me he checked out iTunes. She had like 12 of the top 100 songs over the weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, and when Michael Jackson died, didn't he have like 25? Like, literally.
Folks, get on
Billboard Music Awards last night. Yeah. A lot of
fun and emotional tributes and guys wearing shorts with smiley faces on them. I don't know. LMAFOJK.
That's a strange deal.
Yeah, let's
just keep making music and don't let that guy talk with the afro. Just does. It's about like putting a microphone in front of like Cromartie's face. Nothing good's gonna come of it, so don't do it. It's just
Don Bremer, Heartland Lutheran, and Steve Raymer Sutton. Going to talk with those golf coaches here in just a second as they're headed to state. Which athlete was more scrutinized or is more scrutinized? That was our ESPN Superstation poll question that can get you points in our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tiger Woods, 67%. LeBron James, 33%. Which is more scrutinized? Today's question, which sport is a neck-and-neck finish most exciting? Horse racing, NASCAR, track and field. There's absolutely nothing exciting about NASCAR, so I'm not voting for that. I don't know. You can have a dead heat. I've never heard of a dead heat in NASCAR. You can have a dead heat in horse racing. You can have a dead heat in track and field. I'm going to say we might be different here. I'm going to go with track and field. I love horse racing, and what a finish we had. I'm going to say track and field, especially if you're watching kids, you know, or athletes, you know, obviously.
I'm going to go horse racing from the standpoint, not the third race at Fawner on a Friday, but when you get a triple crown race that comes down to
and
the
Mike
end.
Smith and Bodie Meister are in front
like
by
this.
A length. Creative Cause is second. I'll have another. Well within striking range. Now Mario Gutierrez asks him to go, and he's three wide, and they're into the stretch, and it's Bodie Meister.
All of a sudden, Peter Brady's going to sneak in here.
I'll have
Listen
another.
To his voice.
Makes his move on the outside with one furlong to run. Bodie Meister's in front. I'll have another. Is bearing down on him. It's Bodie Meister, and I'll have another in a dramatic Preakness. Can I have another get there? Here he comes. Here's the wire. I'll have another get in. He ran down Bodie Meister to win the Preakness, and the Triple Crown will be on the line at Belmont Park.
I will be rooting for I'll Have Another.
Then
we can say we've had a Triple Crown winning trainer on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Awesome. You know what? There's no doubt now. Horse racing needs it.
Yeah, but they need Bodie Meister needs to get in that.
No.
Yeah. Ron and Carney says Tom Misek was a stud in state track in the mid-70s. Also, NET did televise the state track meet of the 70s at a time when they once were held at Foster Field in Kearney.
Interesting.
I'm just so much more knowledgeable after this program today.
I think people would really be interested if they televised. Like you said, you'd have to go. I don't know that you'd sit there for 9 hours or whatever, but if they cut it up and did it the way they wanted to.
Well, let's just keep it here in Class C as our state golf preview continues on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We just chatted with Rick Petrie, head coach of Kearney Catholic. He mentioned Sutton's going to be one of those teams that he expects to be in a race for a state title. So let's find out. Mustang head coach Steve Raymer joins us. And, Coach, congratulations again on coming out of that tough district. I assume that you also expect your team can contend for a state title this week.
Yeah, we do. And we think we'll see a lot of familiar faces, too, with the district we had. And which was great for all the teams that are there, have a little competition. Kids get a face at, and, you know, going to kind of put who puts that all together in those 2 days.
Yeah, it's great if you get out of the district, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, for instance, Hastings St. Cecilia didn't make it out of that district, and they're a darn good golf team. So, you know, last year's state champs. So, yeah, it was a tough race there at districts.
Did you guys play maybe your best tournament at districts, or is that about what you've been doing all season long in your eyes?
That's about where we've been at all season long. We've been pretty consistent. I think the lowest we went around is about 305, and the highest we've been about 321. So, you know, we've been pretty consistent in that range. You know, we're going to have to put those kind of days together back-to-back, and you know, it's going to take – you're going to have to go pretty low to – win this championship, I think.
What do you tell the kids? Do you put a number in their mind, or is it one hole at a time? Well, what's the philosophy? These guys have been there before.
You know, they've been there before. They know what they need to do. The biggest thing we do is just compete against par every hole. You can't worry about what the guys are doing next to you. You know, you got to be able to, you know, golf's one of them games. You got to be able to wipe off the hole before you, after you just finish, because if you, you know, take a double on that hole, you can't try to make it up. If you try to make it up, it's just going to get worse. You just got to go out each hole and compete against par.
Our state golf preview continuing here with Steve Raymer, head coach at Sutton. Obviously, Reed Wiebe is a kid that has a gold medal. What does his game look like this year?
No, well, he's just a real excellent golfer. I mean, you know, he's going to be definitely in contention for that. You know, you can, you know, Reed at any moment, you know, shoot a 69, and he golf is such a different level than, especially me or anybody else. You know, he goes out and, you know, has a bad day with a 76 and is frustrated with himself when, you know, if he'd pull out a 76 and come back the next day, he's still competing for the title. So, you know, we expect Reed to be right there along with Dustin Scheidemann, Lance Sponsberg as well. We have three guys that we think compete for the individual medal as well.
What about the Kearney Country Club track? Have the kids got a chance to look at it much? What do you think the scoring conditions can be on that type of a golf course?
You know, they've golfed it once already this year, and, you know, Reed Wiebe and our number four, Daniel Van Kirk, have golfed it several times. And, of course, all the kids have golfed it in 2010 when they won a state title. So, you know, you're going to have to go below par to win the individual, and I think you're going to have to shoot a 310 to 315 both days to compete for the team championship. And, you know, it's the course is set up that you can do that. It's just a matter of whether you can put those days together or not.
Well, safe to say then there's probably some pretty good mojo, good memories from this ball, from this course.
They do. I mean, they're glad that's where it's at. They're looking forward to it. Like I said, we have a real experienced crew with four seniors, and they're really looking forward to it. So, you know, just whether we can, you know, calm down, weather the storm the first day or two. You know, expect Kearney Catholic. It's, of course, they probably golf every day, so, and they're a real good team. So, you know, we got to weather the storm and hang out and you know, just keep shooting a score that we can handle and not worry about those around us.
And, Steve, we've talked to Coach Reinertsen. We just had Coach Petrie on the show. The same teams keep coming up, Gibbons, Sutton, Kearney Catholic, in that team race along with Plainview. Any other wild cards that you see out there?
You know, there will be somebody will show up. You know they will. I think the four that you with us and Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, and Plainview, who had a great district. Them are the four teams you're going to look towards the most, but somebody else always pops in there. You know, there's a lot of teams that could do that, but I think the odds favor would have to be Kearney Catholic from, you know, having a little bit of home course advantage there. I have Gibbon with their ability of the number one and number two. They are so consistent at, you know, below par. Plainview, just because of the score they shot at districts, that's a pretty impressive to 295, I believe, at districts. So, you know, it's just going to come down to, it's such a tight race that if you have one bad day, that's probably going to be it.
Steve, last question, because you aren't one of the coaches from Kearney that we just talked to on the show, and obviously Kearney loves hosting state golf, and any city enjoys hosting an event. We've debated this on the show, Daddy and I, from time to time about where state golf is played and if the tracks are fair and up to the championship level of all the other sports. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I think they are. You know, we have a, you know, Kearney's a great town, so I mean, it, as far as offering all the other things around the golf course, it's, you know, excellent, and you know, it's a great place for it. I think it's for Class C and D, you know, where most of the schools are in this area or around it. It's just an excellent location for everybody to get to, along with fans to come, you know, have a good gallery. And you know, the only downfall I would see to it would be, you know, there's also a lot more schools familiar with it, and you know, it's something you need to get over and golf it, because you're going to compete against some teams that are familiar with it. Where if it'd been a Lincoln or Omaha or someplace like that, there wouldn't be as many C's and D's familiar with it.
Well, Steve, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see the Mustangs and the rest of the teams out of the golf course Tuesday and Wednesday, and best of luck.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks.
That is head coach Steve Raymer from Sutton. Had a chance to catch up with him this morning. And we're going to have Dan Bramer on tomorrow from Heartland Lutheran. I hope that's okay, folks. We will put him on the show tomorrow as they get ready to tee it up at State Golf. They'll be in North Platte. Our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, by Kearney Cinema with the huge indoor playground for the kids, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also, Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington. Home of the Whopper. It's Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years.
Doug, we hit on it earlier. The odds to win the Big Ten Championship have been released.
That in football?
That's in football. That's what we're looking at here. Nebraska finds himself in the four spot. In the four spot, two of the teams ahead of them, yes, Michigan and Michigan State, obviously in the same division as Nebraska, so what do you do? But Michigan is a favorite. Just under 2-1 odds, plus 190 there. Nebraska finds himself just over 5-1, plus 525.
Yeah, so there you go.
So that's the latest from Vegas Insider, but they say it's just...
Minnesota doesn't have a very good chance, huh? Worse than Indiana.
Yeah, plus 8,500, so that's that'd be 850-1.
I think that'd be 85-1.
85-1. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's go back to things that I predicted better than you. The Heat with the win yesterday, even the series at 4-4. And do you want to say anything about that embarrassment of a selection of Creative Cause? 9.5 links. Finished third. 9.5 links. Not even close.
That's the problem with the horses. In the Preakness, you had two horses that had clearly set themselves apart from the other ones. And Creative Cause looked great all the way around, and you thought, okay, he's going to turn him loose. And even around the last corner, I still thought Creative Cause had a legitimate shot, and then they just separated. So when you put these other horses up there, you know, if you got sixth in the Preakness, you know, they've got a list out of horses, optimizers in there, of horses that are expected to run in the field of Belmont. I mean, Alpha, 12th in the Kentucky Derby. Dullahan, 3rd in the Kentucky Derby.
People believe that's going to be, if Bodie Meister's out, they believe Dullahan is going to have the best shot.
Optimizer, 6th in the Preakness. I mean, you got two horses in Attigan and Painter or something that won allowance races. Once again, winning allowance race and stepping up and running for $1 million, I don't understand why that happens. They're different. Steel Case, Derby Trial, I mean, Peter Pan Stakes. Those are nice races, but to step up and go up to that next level is a huge, huge step.
We should call Sip right now, see if he's still eating some pie. Eat some apple pie. Bob Boozer, one of the most accomplished basketball players and one of the 100 greatest athletes in Nebraska history, passed away over the weekend. Brain aneurysm, 75, at an Omaha hospital. That's where he was born. That's where he resided now. Went to Kansas State to play basketball. Two-time All-American. Averaged nearly 22 points a game. And his 25.2 points a game as a senior is second in history to Michael Beasley. Oh, yeah. Well, Michael Beasley, how many years did you play there? One! Bob Boozer's better than you. Won an Olympic gold medal. Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, Jerry Lucas were on that 1960 Olympic team. And then played all over the pros, but won a title with the Milwaukee Bucks and Kareem in 1971.
But if you read on in there, the basketball, you know, and that stuff was great and let him do a lot of things. but everybody talks about the kind of person Bob Boozer was.
Quiet.
And didn't want the spotlight. That Olympic team could have shot the ball from all over the place. Just basically deferred to those other guys, take home the gold medal. They talk a lot about that.
So check that out. And I hope, folks, that got us to everything. We told you over the weekend that Tampa Bay signed Lavonte David to a four-year deal. They think he's got a very good chance to start. The Nebraska Danger gave up two touchdowns in the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds, including the game winner, a 14-yard pass with 4 seconds to go, and fell at Wichita 57-50. It's a bye week. And then the Allen Wranglers, that's Terrell Owens' team. We'll see if he's with the team or with Dr. Phil.
Terrell comes out this weekend on a Bay Area radio station, said he'd love to get back to the NFL and play for the Raiders or the 49ers.
Yeah, but the 49ers already got Randy Moss. That ain't happening. Hey, we want to thank all the golf coaches, Steve Raymer from Sutton, Bill Becker from Kearney High, Rick Petrie from Kearney Catholic. We'll have Dan Bramer from Heartland Lutheran on the show tomorrow, plus Big Ten baseball. We're going to be getting into that and a whole lot more. See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Hey, congratulations to all the area athletes who did so well at the state track meet. Hope you had a great day down there and brought
and
home
to
a lot of medals.
Girls too.
I'm telling you, a lot going on. So we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.